world has got it all. And the best part? At the lowest prices. Visit your nearest Book World store countrywide. Book World, where education is our priority. Terms and conditions apply. ABSA, your story matters.
Government rolls out emergency aid to Lundazi flood victims. LCC statistics reveal more men died in Lusaka in 2025. In global news, Mali and Burkina Faso impose travel ban on U.S. citizens in tit-for-tat move. Good afternoon and welcome to the Phoenix FM main news. My name is Constance Mazina Mwinga. Government has begun implementing emergency measures to support communities affected by the disruption of water supply in Lundazi District, Eastern Province, following the shutdown of the Eastern Water and Sanitation Company water treatment plant. Water Development and Sanitation Minister Collins Ndlovu said the water treatment plant was submerged by floods caused by heavy rainfall yesterday, which also washed away the dam embankment, making it impossible for water production to continue. Mr. Ndlovu says critical facilities at the plant, including the water intake structure, pumps, electrical control panels, and chemical dosing equipment, were all damaged. He says as a result, the treatment plant has been shut down, leaving all Eastern Water and Sanitation Company customers in Lundazi without a normal water supply, with operations to resume once the damaged infrastructure and equipment are fully replaced. The minister says to mitigate the impact, authorities have deployed 5 water bowsers to distribute treated water to residents, considering the risks associated with the disruption of water supply. Mr. Ndlovu has assured the affected residents that efforts are underway to restore water supply, but urged residents to conserve water and use it cautiously. Meanwhile, the Road Development Agency, RDA, has announced that both approaches to the Mpamba Bridge in Lundazi District, Eastern Province, have been washed away due to flash floods, making the bridge impassable and unsafe for traffic. In a statement, RDA Chief Communications and Corporate Affairs Manager Anthony Mloa said the bridge, located on the Lundazi-Chitungulu Road, is approximately 1 kilometer from the Lundazi Central Business District. Mr. Mloa says motorists and travelers are therefore urged to reschedule their plans until further notice. As the RDA is on site, it has begun remedial works to address the emergency. A comprehensive statement will be issued later today to provide further updates on the situation, Mloa said. The Lusaka City Council, LCC, has revealed that more men died in Lusaka in 2025 compared to women, with a total of 17,750 deaths recorded between January and December 2025. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says the Council's Department of Public Health disposed of 7,420 male adults and 1,843 male children who died during this period, in addition to 1,043 male stillbirths, indicating a higher mortality rate among males in Lusaka for the year. Ms. Mwamba says, in contrast, the council recorded 5,155 female adult deaths, 1,511 female child fatalities, and 778 female stillbirths during the same period. She says 3,498 bodies were interred in council-owned cemeteries across Lusaka, while 40 bodies were cremated and the remaining bodies were laid to rest in other authorized cemeteries. Mr. Mwamba says the local authorities are appealing to residents with suitable land to partner with the council in establishing and managing cemeteries or offer such land for sale, citing a persistent shortage of burial space in the city.
This indicates a higher mortality rate among males in the city for this year. Meanwhile, the council recorded 5,155 female adult deaths, 1,511 female child fatalities, and 778 female stillbirths during this same period. All deceased individuals were disposed of in accordance with the law, adhering to the Local Government Act No. 2 of 2019 and the Public Health Act Cap 295.
Zambeef Products PLC has reduced prices of its leather shoes by 10% following stable exchange rates and a downward trend in inflation rate and prices of key commodities such as fuel. Speaking at a media engagement in Lusaka this morning, Zambeef Chief Executive Officer Faith Mukutu also revealed that the company has reduced its day-old cheek prices by 5%, effective January 1st, 2026. Ms. Mukutu said the company has also decided to reduce the price of chicken feed by 3-5%, reiterating its commitment to efficiency and passing on the benefits to consumers.
We have made some pricing decisions across a number of our products, a lot which will go a long way in terms of not only helping our consumers, but also job creation. So the first one is a reduction in our leather shoe prices by 10%. This is not the normal back-to-school promotion that we do. This is a real reduction which we have put in place. And apart from that, we will be running a back-to-school promotion for our school shoes.
At the same event, Commerce, Trade and Industry Minister Chipoka Mlenga commended Zambeef for passing on economic gains to the consumer and continuing to respond to government's call for value addition, citing the company's investment in a flour milling plant in Mpongwe District.
Zambeef, we want to thank you for investing in your leather products, which today we are celebrating the shoes that you are doing, for processing them, for creating more jobs into this sector. I therefore wish also to commend Zambeef for continuing to respond to government's call for increased value addition in this country. I am particularly very pleased that Zambeef invested in a flour milling plant in Mpongwe, which was commissioned in October 2024 last year by His Excellency the President. And talking of flour, while we've got these economic gains, we can't just speak about them without passing on the benefits to the user, consumers. Zambeef, you have responded to this.
And Zambia Association of Manufacturers President Omar Mohammed said it is encouraging to see that the latest investment figures show that manufacturing has recorded the highest level of actualized investment over the last 4 years. The United Federation of Employers in Zambia, UFEZ, has urged government to declare road traffic accidents a national disaster due to the significant economic burden they place on the country. Addressing a media briefing in Lusaka today, UFEZ President Humphrey Monda stated that road traffic accidents cost Zambia's economy approximately 16.7 billion kwacha annually, equivalent to 4.7% of the country's gross domestic product, GDP. Mr. Monde said this is a measured direct and indirect economic burden of traffic injuries and fatalities on the economy and health system, a situation he says is unacceptable. He has disclosed that last year alone, 1,084 fatal road crashes were recorded, resulting in 2,199 deaths, which translates to the country losing the equivalent of multiple lives every year that could be saved through proven interventions. Mr. Monde believes that declaring road crashes a national disaster will attract private investment in the sector and facilitate the implementation of high-impact measures, especially on freight corridors.
UFEZ calls on government to treat the road traffic crashes as a national pandemic, a continuous preventable public safety emergency that is silently reversing the productivity gains and destroying families. In 2024 alone, Zambia recorded 1,804 fatal road crashes, resulting into 2,199 deaths.
In global news, Mali and Burkina Faso say they will bar U.S. citizens from entering their countries in response to a similar move by the Trump administration. The two West African states were recently placed under full entry restrictions under U.S. President Donald Trump's expanded travel ban. In separate statements, they said they would apply the same measures on U.S. nationals. The BBC has more on Other World News.
Thailand has released 18 Cambodian soldiers who were captured in July during deadly border clashes. Their release is one of the conditions of the ceasefire agreement, and their captivity had inflamed sentiments in Cambodia. Israel is said to bar 37 aid groups working in Gaza and the occupied West Bank from January 1st. The Israeli government says the groups have failed to provide